Welcome back to our Tri-Cities Hometown Story with Jeremy Bonderman. So, what brought you back to Pasco after you retired from baseball?
I always loved coming back home. I love to hunt and fish. I tried to buy a house in Florida, to be honest, and it didn't work out, so we came back home. And I love the community. I love everything about this place. To raise a family doesn't get any better than that. There's great sports, warm weather, cold weather. You get your seasons. Go ride snowmobiles in the mountains. You can pretty much do whatever you want here. But the community for me is the biggest reason probably for me and my wife to come back. We're both from here. Our kids love it here. And honestly, there's not a better place to live and raise family.
What's your average day like now?
Wake up about 6 o'clock in the morning, help get the kids ready for school. Sometimes I drive my daughter to school, sometimes I don't. Most of the time I drive my son to school every morning, drop him off, go work out. I built the baseball field a couple years ago for my son, so it's last year I put in soccer fields, take care of those, basically a groundskeeper.
So you go Forrest Gump every day and mow it.
Forrest Gump, got my little hat on out there. I just try to find stuff to do to keep myself busy when most of my friends have to work, so I gotta find something to do.
Your daughter plays soccer, your son plays baseball, both at a really high and competitive level. As someone that's made it to the highest level, what advice do you wish you could give other parents in youth sports?
The only way I can honestly say this the right way is 99.9% of all kids that play sports at a youth level are never going to go play a D1 school, or they won't go play at a high end. So let them have fun. Try and make the game as fun as possible. I know I'm the same way as most parents. You want to see the best of your kid. You want to push them. But when you look back, I think that the biggest thing is if they're not having fun doing it and enjoy the memories with them, that, it's just a game still. These kids, to them, they're just out there playing with their buddies. Nobody likes to lose, but give the kids a break. Let them dictate the game and don't let your emotions get involved and ruin it for the kids.
Something you just said about the odds of somebody going to play college or pro, you were part of that 0.0%, 1%. But part of that's because you had a special gift. And isn't that part of what it takes to get to somewhere? It's not necessarily just all the work and the focus, but you got to have something special too, right?
Yeah, don't get me wrong. The hard work, people that are going to go play at a high level or play D1, any sport, or even D2 or even the JUCO, you got to have talent. And if you don't have talent, I don't care how hard you work, it's not going to happen. If you've got a little bit of talent and you want to put the work and effort in, I'm sure you could play. Anybody that wants to do something, they could probably put their mind to do it. Go play at a smaller JC or something like that. But, I'm just talking like the kids that are elite, the elite players that come through at any sport. You can see the difference between those kids and a normal high school kid. And that's the difference between, a special player and a good high school player.
So we're going to wrap this up with what we call our quick three. It's three questions we ask everybody, and just give me your quick answer.
Good.
What's your favorite local restaurant?
Sterling's.
Where's your favorite vacation or getaway?
Mexico.
What's the best job you ever had, other than Major League Baseball player?
Umpire.
Awesome. Jeremy Bonderman, thanks for sharing your Tri-Cities hometown story.
No problem. Thank you very much.
You've been listening to Tri-Cities Hometown Story on News Radio 610 KONA with host Rob Ellsworth. Brought to you by Retter & Company Sotheby's International Realty.